The following is a Mahamantra meditation lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasatikari, recorded on April 25th, 2011, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So as we were coming for the program this evening, I was saying it's a wonderful spring day, a great day for enjoying this world. But I noticed that people looked miserable. In spite of a beautiful spring day, there was one young guy with his girlfriend at the stoplight, getting ready to cross. I was thinking about taking a picture of it. They look so miserable. So what's going on? A beautiful spring day, and they're obviously just both miserable. I'll tell you exactly what was going on. We actually have an identity beyond this world of winter, summer, spring, and fall. We have an identity beyond this world of changing seasons. If we base our happiness on this world of changing seasons, we're never going to have steady happiness. What we have to do is actually go within, you see, and connect with the inner self. Did you know that you had two selves? You have your inner self and you have your outer self. Your outer self is temporary. It's always changing. This is described in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Dehinosmin yata dehe komaram jovanam jara tata dehantara praptir dirastratanamuyati. As the embodied soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the embodied soul continually passes into another body at the time of death. The self-realized souls are not bewildered by such a change. Any happiness you can get from that external self, the body, you see. It's only temporary. It's here today, gone tomorrow. It's here this minute, the next minute it's gone. It's slipping through your fingers. You can't hold on to it. But if you will connect with the inner self, who is by nature eternal, full of knowledge, and full of bliss, you're going to be happy all the time. You're going to feel really, really good all the time. It won't matter what's going on in the external world. So I'm going to teach you tonight the art of how to live in that internal world constantly. That is the art of mantra meditation. Most people think that meditation just means to concentrate your mind on anything. The first meditation lesson I took was taught me to sit and stare at a candle. But that guru was not correct. He was not a proper guru. He was teaching concentration and he was calling it meditation. There's a big difference between concentration and meditation. Meditation includes concentration. But concentration may not be meditation. It depends what you concentrate on. If you concentrate on anything that's within this external world, you're not meditating. Meditation means when you concentrate on something beyond this world. That meditation takes you to another dimension of consciousness. It liberates you from all of the dualities of this material existence. So, by sitting there and staring at that candle, I didn't experience transcendental bliss. If you want to achieve that state known as transcendental bliss, will you realize who you are far beyond your material body? You realize your eternal nature that existed even before you got this present body. And will continue to exist even after this body falls by the wayside. Then you have to learn the art of meditation from a bona fide spiritual master. Bona fide spiritual master means one who actually knows, who is an expert at the art of meditation. And he can guide you how to go into that state of meditation. The thing that's really, really cool about meditating is if you do it right, it becomes a 24-hour-a-day experience. See, normally our stereotyped conception of meditation, you know, sitting on a mountaintop, you know, going, om. We normally think that's meditation, you see. But what about when you have to come down off the mountain and report to work on Monday morning? What happened to your meditation then? You had to leave it behind, you see. But that's not real meditation. You got some temporary peace, that's okay. But you didn't actually enter into the internal existence. You didn't actually get logged into the internet, where you can stay online 24 hours a day. So a bona fide spiritual master means one who can teach you how to enter that meditative state and remain constantly in that state, even when you're at work, you're at school, you're commuting here and there, any place. That is called a bona fide spiritual master. The original spiritual master is Lord Krishna. He taught his disciple Arjuna how to be in a meditative state even while he was at work. You say, well, what kind of job did Arjuna have? He was a warrior. He was fighting on a battlefield with thousands of enemy soldiers opposing him. But he remained in a perfect meditative state the whole time, while simultaneously defeating all of his enemies. So that is the guru we have to learn from, Krishna. He is the perfect teacher of meditation. And those who are in the line of Lord Krishna, who are teaching the same method that Krishna has taught, they are also bona fide spiritual masters. I was very fortunate to come in contact with a spiritual master in the line from Krishna. That great teacher is known by the name His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. That great teacher, yes. And for the last 40 years I've been studying under him. And he has also instructed me that I should also be a teacher of this meditation. So I have come here to your very nice city, Kaunas, Lithuania, to share this wonderful process with you, so that you can always be in a state of transcendental bliss, just like me. The 24 hours a day, wherever you go, in any situation, you can always be happy. You may say, but you just all you do is chant and give lectures, so yeah, you could be happy all the time, but you're not having to report to work on Monday morning. But I did do that. I went to school. I studied computer programming in a state of meditative Krishna consciousness. I worked as a computer programmer in a state of Krishna consciousness. I was an award-winning salesman for a major U.S. corporation in a state of Krishna consciousness. So what I'm speaking from experience, I know that you can be Krishna conscious while you're going to school, and I know you can be Krishna conscious while you're successfully working in the material world. I even ran a business. While maintaining a constant interrupted state of Krishna consciousness. So what I'm teaching you is very practical. It's very real. Something that I have personally done for 40 years. Something that thousands and millions of people are doing all over the world. Something that you can also do and be successful at. You don't have to be highly learned. You don't have to be any particular age. You don't have to have money. We don't charge anything for this. There's only one price you have to pay to be able to learn this science of meditation. That is called faith. You have to put your faith in me, your teacher. If you don't put your faith in me, I'm sorry, I can't help you. But if you'll give me the benefit of the doubt and try to apply what I'm telling you, you're going to have the most wonderful transformation that you ever had in your whole life. People are going to be amazed. Wow, you're so happy now. What's going on? You see? So here's how this process of meditation works. We've all heard the word mantra. Mantra is a Sanskrit word. Sanskrit is the ancient language of India. This is where all the knowledge of meditation and yoga and self-realization comes from. So mantra has two syllables, man and tra. Man means mind.
Man reiškia protas.
Tra means deliver. So a mantra is a transcendental sound vibration which delivers your mind. Some people think it's meditation is just silent. You just make your mind blank. You don't need any mantra. But you know what mantra they end up chanting? It's called the Z mantra. You need a mantra. A transcendental sound vibration. Note that I am saying transcendental. That means you cannot chant something, a syllable of this world. Like, you know, Coca-Cola, 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 Coca-Cola. It won't work. You need a transcendental sound vibration. You need a very special sound vibration which is given by God, which has come from the transcendental world. This is stated by a great songwriter and devotee named Narottam Das Thakur. He says, Golokera Prema Dhana Hari Nama Sankirtana. This Hare Krishna mantra, it is coming directly from the spiritual world. So the particular mantra I'm referring to is called the Hare Krishna mantra. Of course, there are many mantras. The Vedas are full of thousands of different mantras. Just like, for example, there was one prince, his name was Dhruva. He achieved perfection by chanting this mantra. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That was given to him by his guru, Narad Muni. That was many, many thousands of years ago, when the atmosphere was quite different on this planet. There is a particular mantra given right now for this materialistic age in which we are living. That is the mantra we were singing at the beginning of this program. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This particular mantra is recommended in the Kali Santarana Upanishad as being the most powerful and effective mantra for becoming delivered in this materialistic age of Kali. One can chant this mantra or any name of God like Allah or Christ or Jehovah. And achieve perfection. But this particular mantra is recommended as the most powerful and effective means of deliverance. So I just to help you become familiar with the mantra and learn it, I would like you to repeat after me, and this way you can learn the mantra. First, I will say one word, and then you repeat one word back to me. And then we will do two words, and then I do two words, you repeat two words back to me. Then we will go to four, and then eight, and then the full 16 words of the mantra. This way you can memorize it and you can go home chanting it. And my request is tomorrow morning when you wake up, get up early, get up real early tomorrow before the sunrise and spend as much time as you can chanting this mantra. And you'll have the most amazing day of your whole life, I guarantee you. So now we'll drill the mantra. I think the mantra is on the pamphlet too. Everyone has the little pamphlet? I see you have one. The mantra is in the pamphlets also. But just to help you to memorize it, we'll do it. Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
Krishna.
Hare.
Hare.
Krishna.
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 Hare.
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 Rama.
Rama.
Hare.
Hare.
Rama.
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 Hare.
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 Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Some of you didn't want to chant it, but at least you heard it. So, this is the mantra. And it is very, very powerful. If you will concentrate your attention on this mantra, which is actually a completely pure spiritual sound vibration, it will reconnect you with your eternal spiritual identity, which is completely beyond all of the suffering conditions of this material world. What are those four suffering conditions? The first one is birth. Who wants to be packed up in a bag for 9 months? Would you like to be tied up in a bag for 9 months? You're all tied up like this, like a prisoner for 9 months. And then you're squeezed out of a little tiny hole. It's very painful to be born. And then after you come out, you get sick. And if that wasn't bad enough, then you have to start getting old. You get pain in your knees. Your eyes go bad, your ears go bad. You get high blood pressure. You get diabetes. And then you find out you have cancer. I mean, it's just one thing after another. And finally, you get so old you can hardly even get up anymore without somebody helping you to stand up. And then you die.
You see?
So it's not a very pleasant thing, this material body.
But when you meditate on this Hare Krishna mantra, you become liberated from your identification with this material body. You will realize your eternal youthful nature, which never dies. And you'll become always happy in every condition of life. It won't matter if you're sick or you're healthy. It won't matter if you're rich or you're poor. It won't matter if you're famous or everybody hates you. It doesn't matter if you're powerful or weak. In any condition, you'll be happy. Because you realize that you're a servant of God. And that's who you really are. And all you have to do is show Him you love Him by calling out to Him in your meditation that He please engage you in His service. So in this way, if you will take up this practice of mantra meditation, you will find it's very, very sublime. And if you would like to speed up the process, I can give you some tips how to speed it up. Take your cigarettes and throw them away. Take all the alcohol and the beer and the wine and just, you know, get rid of it. You don't need it. You're going to get intoxicated on the mantra now. And all that meat, that chicken, that fish, and pork, and all that sausage, just chunk it out. That's called bad karma. You are what you eat. If you eat murder, you are a murderer. Those animals were murdered. So that will mess up your meditation. You see, all that violence, that violent karma going around your psyche, that'll mess up your meditation. And if you're a sexual predator, you know, like a playboy, you know, just calm down a little bit. You don't need to run around having sex all the time. You know, don't be sexually promiscuous. I mean, no, sexually promiscuous. Be a chaste person. If you want to have sex, get married and have some kids. Otherwise, just don't mess around. Because you don't need that. That's a bodily pleasure. All you need to do is reconnect with your eternal spiritual identity. And then you'll be completely ecstatic 24 hours a day. And don't waste your money on lottery tickets. We have many books. Instead of buying lottery tickets, which you're just going to lose your money anyway, come to us and buy our books. Get a whole library of our books. So in this way, if you will chant the mantra and you will follow these guidelines I've given you, very quickly you'll become a spiritually enlightened being. Instead of being part of the problem on this planet, your presence on the earth will now become a blessing to illuminate and uplift the people of this planet to a higher consciousness. So kindly take up my invitation to begin this process of mantra meditation. Please, I'm begging you, please do this. I want you all to be happy. I don't want you to be miserable. Please do this. Please do this. So now I can ask if there's any questions.
Should we do something before starting mantra? We do some extra meditation, or we can just...
Well, the best thing is to first get up and take a bath. Get in the shower and clean off. That'll help you to wake up. And they say that cleanliness is next to godliness. So by taking a nice bath, put on some nice clean clothes. Especially if you have some clothes, you know, like meditation type clothes, like, you know, comfortable. Like I wear this. I like to meditate in these clothes, see? Dhoti, kurta, nice, comfortable clothes like this. If you have some meditation clothes, you can, you know, something like... Actually, do we have clothes available at the temple? No. So, I would get up and take a nice bath, put on some comfortable clothes so you don't feel like, you know, nice, some real tight clothing is not the best thing. Some comfortable clothing, and we're suitable for meditating, and then get some chanting. Do you have chanting beads available? We have beads, you can chant them. We'll show you how to chant on the beads. So this, in this way, if you rise early before sunrise, you take a bath, and then you can get some beads from us. If you don't have beads, do it without the beads. But when you have a chance, do you have beads here tonight? No beads tonight, but you'll give everybody your address. Yeah, you can come by our center, which is just right up the road here, a few blocks, and get the beads. You have beads? You have them? Show everyone. Hold up your beads. Everybody can... You have them with you? Hold your beads up so everybody can see. Everyone can see the beads. Yeah, hold your beads. Yeah, he has the beads. Yeah, these are very good. You can come by our center. We should bring them to these mantra meditation seminars from now on. People will take the beads to these seminars. Yeah, we have to have them to the seminars.
So, yeah.
And if you really want to get into it, you can anoint your body with tilak also, like we do. That will be even better. But I'll say that's not for everyone's instruction. That's for you. I can show you how to anoint your body with tilak, and that will make it even better. Any other questions?
If you concentrate to inner world, so immediately we become like slaves.
If you concentrate the inner world,
yes, we lose our freedom. We lose our freedom.
We lose our freedom. Okay. He's making a statement or asking a question?
Asking.
Okay, he's asking, if we concentrate on the inner world, we lose our freedom. Well, my dear sir, at the present moment, we are slaves. We are slaves of birth, death, old age, and disease. Do you want to get old? No, but you're forced to get old. You want to get sick? No, but you're forced to get sick. Do you want to die? No, but you're forced to die with the laws of nature. So by reconnecting with your eternal spiritual identity, you become liberated from birth, death, old age, and disease. So it's just the opposite. You remain a slave by remaining entangled in your external identity. You remain a slave by continuing to identify with your material body. That's how you are a slave. But when you realize I'm not the body, I'm an eternal spiritual being. I'm a servant of God. Then you become liberated. So it's just the opposite. Questions more?
Man dabar tik meditacija yra, bet jau aš galvoju, kaip nusakė, kad jie, nu, iš viso, ką tai iš vienos pusės kreiptas. Aš nežinau, kaip meditacija, kaip konkretas, tai ką, tik kliau.
Aš kiek supratau, tai klausia, ką būtent kur sukoncentruoti dėmesį, į kitą pusę, tai bet kur?
You want to know exactly where to concentrate. Exactly where?
Yes. Viva tell, here is exactly where you should concentrate. You don't concentrate on your body. Concentrate on the sound vibration. Just like you say Hare Krishna, you say it distinctly on the tongue and then you hear it very clearly with your ears. Hare Krishna. Focus on hearing the sound. Try to enter into the sound. Imagine the sound is like an ocean. And try to dive deeply into that ocean. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in this way.
How Arjuna could at the same time chant mantra and fight?
And do what?
And fight.
Fight, yes. Yeah. Her question is very nice. Thank you very much. So, the devotee of the Lord, who has mastered this meditational art of devotional meditation, he will spend 1 to 2 hours in the morning, 1.5 to 2 hours, doing the actual chanting. But he develops a vision of reality. This vision, if you will get our book, Bhagavad Gita, this book will give you a very clear vision of the actual reality beyond this material existence. Just like Krishna speaks in the Bhagavad Gita. In chapter 6, text number 30, he says, Yomang pashyati sarvatra sarvang chamai pashyati tashyahang na pranashami sachame na pranashyati. For one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, or is he ever lost to me.
gyvenimas niekada nesu prarastas ir man jis yra niekada neprarastas.
So by doing your daily meditation in the morning on the Hare Krishna mantra, you begin to develop a vision of seeing how this whole world exists within Krishna. And how Krishna is present within every atom. And between every atom also. You will see how, you will experience how Krishna is present everywhere. And how everything is going under his sanction. This is called bhakti or devotional yoga. You will learn how to connect everything with pleasing Krishna. You will learn how to think in such a way that your thoughts are pleasing to Krishna. How to speak in such a way that your words are pleasing to Krishna. And how to act in such a way that all of your actions are pleasing to Krishna. Through this meditation, you learn the art of how to fully surrender yourself to Krishna. In this way, you can be a warrior. I'm going to fight for Krishna. Or you can be a businessman. I'm going to make money for Krishna. Or you can be a writer. I'm going to write a book for Krishna. Or you're a musician. I'm going to write a song about Krishna. You'll learn, if I'm a painter, just like there's some paintings here in the back of the room, I'm going to make beautiful paintings of Krishna. Or I'm an architect. I'll design beautiful temples for Krishna. Or I'm a mother. I'm going to raise children to become devotees of Krishna. So in this way, I'm a spiritual master, I'll teach all my disciples how to become devotees of Krishna. I like to give lectures, so I'll talk about Krishna. So in this way, or I'm a videographer, I'll make Krishna conscious videos and post them on the internet. Just like my disciple Damodar Das is doing right now. This is streaming live on the internet right now. So in this way, you can do everything for Krishna. Whatever talent or ability you have, whatever duty or responsibility you have, offer it in the service of God. And in this way you become perfect. Just like Arjuna did on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Any other questions?
Can I chant this mantra and not believe in any god?
Yes, you're welcome.
Sure.
This is very good for atheists. Because an atheist also is coming from somewhere. I mean, the atheists sometimes say, you know, we came out of nothing. But actually, where's the proof that we came out of nothing? No scientists have ever done an experiment where they took something out of nothing. So there has to be something that everything is coming from. There has to be some kind of an origin. So even for an atheist, there has to be some origin for existence. So even if you don't believe in any particular God, still, if you'll chant Hare Krishna, you will get reconnected with the source of existence. You understand?
Yeah.
Just like, according to Einstein, it's all energy. But energy has a source. It's like the electrical energy comes from the powerhouse. So if everything is energy, E equals MC squared, there has to be a source for the, a powerhouse somewhere. Somewhere there has to be a cosmic powerhouse. So would you like to get energized? We will connect you with that cosmic powerhouse. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, in this way. Any other questions? No, it's her turn now.
For me, it's easier to concentrate when I am alone, but then I am in temple, there is many people around, it's hard for me to concentrate. What to do?
You have to remember that you're not your body. That will help. If you think I'm my body and everybody else is their body, then it's easy to get distracted. You have to realize, I'm not this body. I'm a spiritual being. Because actually, wherever you go, you're not really alone. There's spiritual beings everywhere, wherever you go. You're not really ever alone. You just think you're alone, that's all. So you have to realize this reality. And learn how to enter into that spiritual atmosphere by taking shelter of Krishna's name. This will give you complete happiness. Okay, next question. All right.
I am working at night time, so in the morning should I chant, meditate, or go to sleep?
It depends on what you can handle. I'm going to ask my wife, when I was working that night shift, when did I chant my rounds?
Morning.
In the morning? Yeah, I used to work from 11 at night till 8 in the morning. And I would come home from work and just chant my rounds and go to bed. So the morning is a good time. Even if you worked all night, just chant and go to sleep. Any other question? Anyone else new? Okay, you're turning in.
I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, chant my rounds, and then I go to school, but I, in the school, because of this chanting, I am very distracted and cannot concentrate, and I am tired.
I mean, because of your, you didn't get enough sleep?
6 hours sleep.
So, go to bed an hour earlier then. Get more sleep by going to bed earlier.
But then there is no time for everything.
What is that everything?
He has many activities, like she's going in school, make sport, and many, many things.
Well, If you really want, we can have a private session with you and look over your whole schedule and see exactly everything you're doing and give you advice on how to arrange it. If you like to have a private darshan, you can give your whole daily schedule, all your activities, and we can help you work out a way of being able to chant nicely and at the same time do well in school. That has to. And we'll do that publicly, but privately we can do that. You give me a list of all your activities. Give me your daily schedule, and then come and then arrange a meeting with my secretary, Sankirtan Das. Then we can arrange a meeting with me. Okay, any other questions?
I know some people who are very misery because they are proud and they not know that God is Lord them, so how I can help them?
The more that you become absorbed in love of God, the more you will become empowered to help other people become happy. There is this very nice saying, physician, heal thyself. So if you will immerse yourself very nicely in Krishna consciousness by regularly chanting and Hare Krishna and reading these books of our movement, then you'll become very empowered to help so many people become happy. Have you read our books?
Jūs negali
listen.
He cannot read because his vision. He can only listen.
Oh, then we have them. Then you get them in audio form. Then. Or you can attend our lectures. We have regular lectures at our center. You come and hear the lectures. Any other questions?
This mantra is prayer or just some mantra? It is like prayer?
Yes.
What does it mean?
Yes, this mantra is the topmost mantra. It's also the best possible prayer. And I'll explain to you what it means. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, you're praying to God and to the energy of God that you please engage me in your devotional service. You're not begging God to give you something, but you're begging God to help, that He helps you to give yourself completely to Him. Most of the prayers that people make don't liberate them from the material existence. Because they go to God and ask Him, give me a new car, give me a girlfriend, give me some money, in this way. But when you go to God and you beg Him, please engage me in your service, purely, completely in your service. That prayer liberates you. And that prayer is Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. It is the best prayer.
If someone is a Christian and these Hare Krishna words he don't like, if he instead of that will chant Jesus Christ?
Yes. If someone thinks, oh, this is something Hindu, I don't want to chant it, then they can chant Hare Christ, yeah. But I can tell you this, if someone is really sincere to surrender to Lord Jesus, they will love this Hare Krishna mantra. You may say, what is the proof? I can tell you what the proof is. Me. I'm a Christian. And I wanted to be a perfect Christian. And my church leaders could not tell me, my minister could not, my parents and my minister could not tell me how to be a perfect Christian. But I found out that these Hare Krishna people, they could teach me how to be a perfect Christian. So that's why I joined and become a perfect Christian. And I'm still a Christian. I'm a Hare Krishna Christian.
Better Christian.
Now I'm a. Before I couldn't follow the Ten Commandments very well. But now I strictly follow the Ten Commandments for 40 years. With no problem. You see, no problem. This Hare Krishna will make you perfect Christian. Perfect Jew. Perfect Buddhist. Perfect Hindu. Perfect Sikh. Perfect Muslim. Perfect Jain. Perfect philosopher. Perfect humanitarianist. This is fantastic. Next question. Next question.
In the evening is very hard to chant mantra.
Where?
Evening.
No, if you're Krishna conscious, you can chant any time. If you chant nicely in the morning, you can chant well any time of the day. It is harder. But by practice, you can chant any time very nicely.
How to know how often I should increase my chanting?
Well, how many rounds do you chant now?
16.
How fast I should, every month to add one?
Should I increase more and how often?
Are you initiated yet?
That's
the next step, get initiated. Because then your spiritual master will give you a customized program just for you. According to your psychophysical nature. Just like getting, you can go to the department store and get a suit, or you can go to a tailor and get a custom fitted suit. You can go to a department store and get a regular suit. Or you can go to a tailor and get a custom fitted suit. So, when you're really serious about Krishna consciousness, you need a tailor. He'll give you a custom fitted program. That's called the spiritual master. He will give you a specific program just for you, how you can advance in the best possible way. So you need to think seriously now about getting initiated as soon as possible, and that's what your next step, your increase should be. Any other question? So that's it. We can stop here. You have some books. So we have a nice book table, and anybody who purchases a book this evening, you bring it here and I'll give you a written blessing in your book. Thank you very, very much for coming tonight. I so much appreciate that all of you have come tonight. Thank you very much. Ačiū labai.